You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot, fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. I get excited about it like when Tatum play a Jalen on the breakaway, a Kyrie when he make a trade, and nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth that after you play it, you gotta repeat. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and J. King. Locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. And well wishes go to Gordon. Listen, after every game is very important, Millie.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for making us part of your regular routine. We are the Raina Jays, John Corrales, Sam Jam Packer, Jay King, all three of us back. Jay King off of vacation, just taking a break to podcast. That is a heroic effort, Jay King.
This is pretty heroic. My whole family's in another room in this house. I had a grueling day of golf, basketball, spike ball, and dinner, and the beach, and now here I am, man.
Well, I mean,
a true hero.
This is, I don't use the word hero lightly, but you, Jay King, are the greatest hero in American history.
We've already established that he's a god, so I think hero is the least we can do.
Yeah. So here we are, world.
The hero.
Go ahead, Jay. Finish the thought.
I was just going to say the hero of gods, the godly hero.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't have let you finish that.
That's my fault. That's on me, fellas. I'm sorry. So we're back to finish off the last half of the season. We're going to do it in two parts. So we're now in the third quarter of the schedule. If you haven't listened to the first two, we did those last week. To recap, I have the Celtics at 33-10 at this point. Jay has them at 32-11. Sam Packard, 34-9. So we're all within a couple of games of each other. We're all very close. Now we trudge forward. We pick things up. January 16th, the Toronto Raptors in town. Let's see. This is coming off a road trip, a day off the night before. So kind of fresh. Celtics, Raptors, who wants to pick this one?
Well, this is tough because normally most of my picks are based on revenge, but I forget everything I picked in the first half of the series. So I'm going to go with the Raptors get a win because they just hired Kawhi's best friend from the Spurs, and that they're going to ride that momentum. This is the game that hire is really going to come through.
Yeah,
I like the delayed reaction. The first thing I saw, or I thought when I saw that hire was, oh, January 16th, Raptors are about to beat the Celtics. So that's what
great
I'm going
mimes,
with here.
Man. Great mimes, mime alike.
Raptors over Celtics.
Raptors over the Celtics. I'm just going to say no. And
wait a second. Is it at home or is it in Toronto?
Home.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Completely changed my pick. Okay. The Celtics can't play the Raptors in Toronto, but they're usually pretty good at home. Last year, they won because DeMar DeRozan couldn't knock down a very wide-open shot. So I'm changing my pick. I'm sorry. I forgot about the home road splits.
Gotcha. Okay, fair enough. I'm putting this down as a win. Then the Celtics have a night off, and they take on the Memphis Grizzlies at home Friday night, the 18th.
That's got to be a win.
I agree. That is also a win.
Yeah, that one's easy. Grizzlies stink.
Back-to-back nights, they go to Atlanta. In any other situation against most other teams, I'd say that's a tough one, but the Hawks are going to be so horrible that...
Trae Young's going to have 47. Hawks beat the Celtics.
Jay King, you're talking loco here. Just because you're on vacation doesn't mean you can go crazy. I know you've been hanging out with your brother, but my God.
I was just messing around with that one. Celtics beat the Hawks.
They're going to lose some dumb games. I think I picked them to lose to the Bulls, but I just can't imagine going to Atlanta, playing in front of, like, what, 17 people. Like, that's just a Celtics win.
I'm going to have to insist, Jay, that when we get done with this, you get checked for heat stroke. That's.
I already said it was just a joke, man. Just let me live. No heat stroke. I'm alive and well, healthy.
A night off in the Celtics home against Miami. I like that as a win. I'm on a streak here. I got the Celtics winning four in a row, and then considering
this is going to be the Kelly Olynyk game, and the Heat are going to win.
The Heat are going to win. Okay, so Jay's got a loss. Sam,
I'm going to go with a dub. They're riding high, coming off Atlanta. They got a day off. This is the groove. This is like they have a nice like 20 game stretch here where I think they're going to rip off a bunch of wins. Because that's a pretty easy schedule.
Yeah, I think
so. I'm going to put that in the win column.
I think they're going to get fat in this part of the schedule, so I agree. Cleveland, after a night off at home. Cleveland, terrible.
Colin Sexton has 50-plus points, but Celtics still prevail.
Another win!
Another win.
This is the winning streak.
This is a big winning streak, which will get challenged two nights later. Saturday night game, a Saturday night 8:30 p.m. home game. Weird start time. That's going to be a nationally televised game against the Golden State Warriors.
Ooh,
this is a tough one.
This is not a tough one. Warriors by 23.
The Celtics play the Warriors pretty well, especially in Boston. I say Warriors by 10.
I'm going to agree that the Celtics lose.
Here's what's going to happen. The Warriors are going to hear for a long time how good the Celtics are. Celtics are going to have a great record. And then the Warriors are just going to stomp on the Celtics.
This is going to be the marquee matchup of the year. Because the Celtics, as we mentioned, the schedule is pretty early. I think they're going to be the favorites in the East. I think this will be like the biggest hype game of the season. And I expect the Celtics to play them close. Like they play them pretty close in Boston. They play them damn good in Oracle, better than anyone else. And we all know about Oracle Kyrie. I'm sure we'll get to that. But I think you're right. The Warriors are like they're going to see this as their main competition for the finals now that LeBron is in the West. So I think the Warriors come out and beat the Celtics.
Yeah, I agree with everything that you guys are saying. I think the Celtics will play them tough. I think after this game, this is going to be something where we're all talking about. See, the Celtics will lose. It'll probably be like a fourth quarter kind of comeback type of thing. But I think this is going to be a Boston served notice. Golden State is better, but Boston shows that they can play with them. So I think this is a loss, but it's not going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a good game, really good game.
Oh, it'll be a blowout.
No way. Then a night off, Brooklyn in town. A lot of home games in January. Brooklyn in town on Monday the 28th. Then a night off and Charlotte. I mentioned those two games at home because I think they're both wins.
Yeah, let's just move past the chatter and just say we all said they're going 2-0.
You're here.
Jay King, eager to get back on vacation. Stop talking.
You guys hear this? No, our efficiency is through the roof. Last time we dilly-dallied. Now we're getting straight to the picks. I like it.
Absolutely.
Did either of you guys have anything to say about the Nets or Hornets?
No.
I was going to make some comment about Spencer Dinwiddie, but I guess I didn't have anything. Just a fun name to say.
Let's look.
I'm sorry we missed out on whatever you would have said about Spencer
Dinwiddie. Okay, here's a real question. Maybe this is too early for Sam's dumb question, but how fat do you think Jared Dudley will be?
Jared Dudley lost 10 pounds already, and Jared Dudley's ready to
start. I know, but we're talking mid-January Jared Dudley now.
He's going to return to the rotation. Look, Jared Dudley, I'm not sure he's always fat. He's just got like one of those Scalabrine bodies.
No, Jared Dudley was thick Yabusele style last year.
Yeah, I mean, he knew he wasn't in the rotation. I'm a big Jared Dudley guy. I'm a huge Jared Dudley guy.
Jared Dudley was my basketball coach when I used to go to BC basketball camp. He taught me how to roll out of the pick and roll. I'm a huge Jared Dudley guy, but I gotta call it when I sees it. He was thick, and so that's for that Nets game. That's what I'm looking to see is where he checks in the pregame weigh-in.
It's gonna be Jared Dudley comeback season. Book it.
And CJ, you want to just blaze through that brilliant analysis we had there. You gotta trust the process.
See, I did trust the process. We worked back to it, and it worked
non-linear.
Out for us.
Yeah, we're a bunch of non-linear thinkers here.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, sometimes I just like to sit back and listen to you guys talk. Friday, February 1st, New York Knicks at the Knicks. Anybody think anything stupid happens, or is this another
That's another one.
No, I'm going to say a loss. They've got a lot of wins coming up. They got to build in some dumb schedule losses. Going to Madison Square Garden, who knows? I think Kevin Knox, easily probably top five player in this league. it's going to show out. It's going to be one of the first times the Celtics come to MSG. You said it was on a weekend, right? That's a primetime game
Friday
for
night.
My man Kevin Knox.
Friday night,
that's where that's where he seals Rookie of the Year.
My excitement for Kevin Knox is well documented on this podcast.
I feel like it's waning.
Is Kyrie going to get cheers from the Knicks fans for
– Oh, my God. Jay Crowder would be so recruiting? Upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think Knicks fans will – this would be a great opportunity for Knicks fans to show the love for Kyrie. I guarantee you there will be some chance that – like future Nick when he's taking free throws or something. That should be funny. I would laugh. I wouldn't be mad at all. All right. So we've got, so Sam, you got this as a loss?
Yeah, why not?
So, okay. Then night off Sunday, 2 p.m. Ooh, weird 2 p.m. afternoon game against OKC. OKC comes to town.
Is this the Super Bowl? Are we in the first week of February?
This is February 3rd. Is this Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, gotta probably. Be Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep. So,
Can I speak out about that? That is the dumbest thing the Celtics do, is hosting a home game every Super Bowl. Almost every single NBA team is off, and the Celtics always play a dumbass game early in the day. I need to have that day off. It's my Super Bowl Sunday, too. So... that's my thing. Thunder beat the Celtics.
I'm going to say the opposite. I agree with you about – actually, I don't really have to do that much after the game, so it's like a perfect transition from watching the Celtics right into the Super Bowl. It's worked out quite nicely for me the past 2 years, so I'm a fan of that game. And because of that, riding the positive energy, that's a Celtics win.
I don't care that it's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm still going to put this down as a loss. I feel like it's just going to be late. They need to lose a game somewhere in here, and I've got them winning a bunch. So I'm just going to put it down as a loss. I think.
Do you guys think they're a better team than the Oklahoma City Thunder overall, though? Because I feel like I picked them, this is some memory coming back, to lose in Oklahoma City. But if I was just picking up the two teams, I think the Celtics are clearly better, despite the thrilling defense of Andre Roberson. Roberson?
A hot take. Maybe not a hot take. Thunder have the best chance of anyone to unseat the Celtics from the top-ranked defense. Boom.
Ooh, I don't even think that's a hot take. Their numbers when Robertson was on the court are amazing, and they don't have to drag Carmelo's carcass around anymore. And you got an engaged playoff
Noel.
Forget Nerlens Noel.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm looking for in that game. For the past – I've been covering the Celtics for like four seasons now, and every single year – I've tried to just get a conversation with Steven Adams. It doesn't even have to be on the record. I just want to talk to the man. But Thunder PR, let me tell you, those guys are very difficult to work with. Every single time I get shut down, and I just want to talk to him because he's a cool guy from New Zealand. He just wrote a book. I probably won't read it, but it's cool that he did it.
I feel like I want to read that book because I think he's – I like Steven. Well, who doesn't like Steven? He's one of like those universally loved kind of characters in the NBA. Every excerpt that I've read is pretty funny because it sounds like it's written just exactly the way he speaks.
I got another Sam dumb question.
Hit me.
You guys have been around the NBA for a long time. Jay, you've been in the locker rooms more often than both of us, but who's your favorite non-Celtics player to kind of interact with either like in a post-game or pre-game setting? Not counting George Hill.
Jared Dudley.
That's actually a pretty good answer. That guy will talk your ear off and like actually be like nice to you.
He's got insightful stuff about the Celtics. There, a lot of the guys I talk to because they have Celtics ties or they know people on the Celtics or whatever. Jared Dudley, or because they're star players, I go to talk to Jared Dudley just because Jared Dudley says insightful things. So, Jared Dudley, man.
Shouts to Jared Dudley.
Who's
going to be in great shape when the Nets play the Celtics?
Okay, the next person to work Jared Dudley into this podcast gets a prize.
Okay. Natural.
SB organic.
Don't force it. Okay. So, night off, then Tuesday night in Cleveland. I'm putting that down as a win. Cleveland's going to suck.
Cleveland's going to win this one.
Wow. You know, this is interesting because Jay has the Celtics kind of in a swoon. Well, Sam, what do you think here?
I think that's got to be a win. No one going to the queue, sans LeBron, that's a win. But Jay's the pessimist. Jay, we gotta balance everything out. And so I appreciate his takes coming on. But you're right. He's had a bunch of losses coming.
A bunch of losses here. At a point where the schedule seems to be heavily favoring the Celtics.
Oh, Jay, most of them have been to very good teams. The Warriors, the Thunder, the Cavs are not good. I will not lie and say the Cavs are good. But every once in a while, you just take an L.
Sure.
Are the Cavs a playoff team?
No.
I think they might be able to sneak in that eighth seed.
Yeah, the Cavs
are absolutely atrocious. They have not a single playmaker on the entire roster. Kevin Love.
The last podcast you spent minutes waxing poetic about Colin Sexton.
I'm a big Colin Sexton guy. Don't get me wrong.
He can't be a playmaker. He's not an impact player.
I don't think he's going to be an NBA playmaker, impact guy right away. And they're going to really, really struggle to create decent opportunities. And they're going to struggle to play defense, which they did all last season. So they're going to be trash.
I agree. I think they're probably not going to make the playoffs. But, I mean, when you get down to the end of that 7th, 8th seed battle, I wouldn't be surprised if something weird happens. They still have Kevin Love. They still have some decent players. And maybe in the regular season without LeBron, maybe they – something miraculous happens. Maybe they actually raise their games a little bit and they find a way to cobble 40 wins together. You don't have to be, you don't even have to be a 500 team, I think, to make the playoffs in the East next season. So I think they have a shot, but I would bet no. Night off, Celtics Lakers Thursday night, 8:00, one of 80 nationally televised games for the Lakers.
At home, in the garden.
That's a big one. I think the Celtics are up big for that one. They win that. They want to get LeBron.
What date is it again?
It's a Thursday night.
But February what?
February 7th.
Okay. Well, because February 10th is my birthday, and we all know there's different feng shui going on, but I think we've transitioned. Now we're in the month of Aquarius, and let me factor that in before you guys answer.
The Celtics are going to win this one. I'm looking forward to Celtics Lakers. There's going to be some buzz around Celtics Lakers. The Kyrie LeBron buzz is still going to be there. And I think the Lakers are going to be better than a lot of people realize. So I'm looking forward to Celtics Lakers very much.
Do you think this is a game that LeBron like really gets up for? His first appearance as a Laker in TD Garden, there's so many stories every time he plays in TD Gardens, like this is the place where LeBron has done many things in his career. Talk about the history of the two teams. Oh, ABC is going to have a TNT game. They're going to have a field day with the pregame interviews talking about the rivalry. I think LeBron could get up for this game, but then you remember that there's a bunch of other players on the Lakers who are not that great. And so I agree, Celtics win. And I factored in the Aquarius thing there too.
Well, of course. So
Aquaman.
One of the worst superheroes ever. I can't do anything. Can't do anything if they're like, what's he going to do if there's crime in Nebraska? He's got nothing.
Nothing.
That was the highest grossing movie according to Entourage, the TV show. My man Vince. Vincent Chase. Legend.
All right. Another Sam dumb question. I'm coming with him heavy to what was your favorite movie that Vincent Chase was in?
Queens Boulevard. Obviously.
Yeah, that's the obvious answer.
I never saw that.
Queens Boulevard or Entourage?
I didn't watch Entourage. I didn't watch Entourage. I didn't watch any of that stuff. So I don't even know. So what's this? Is he a character?
Too busy watching trash shows like The Simpsons.
Oh, back
now
off.
We're fighting. Now we're fighting. Now
yeah,
we're fighting.
You had to come. Like, I agreed to you with Queens Boulevard, and you just come with that nonsense. You're just being in petty right there.
You know?
I mean, if you're going to trash a show, you can trash Breaking Bad, because I'm on your side for that one. But don't come at The Simpsons, the greatest television show of all time.
Seriously.
It's ignorant. It's ignorant, and the listener gods don't need that pettiness in their earbuds.
So disappointed.
I will speak up for the listener gods, but any listener god who believes in The Simpsons is no listener god to me.
Jesus Christ.
This poppycock, man. It's just disappointing.
Unbelievable. I'm moving on. I'm hiding my rage.
It's just bad when smart people do dumb things.
I know, right? My urge to kill is growing.
It's even worse when dumb people do dumb things like Jay King just did. Bam!
Oh! In your face!
I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling it tonight. I got the takes coming.
You are blazing hot. You're blazing hot. Let's move on. Lakers. So everybody's picked the Lakers. Night off, then the Clippers. Oh, both LA teams coming through. I'm going to say there's a letdown. After that big Lakers win, I think there's a letdown, and the Celtics lose to the Clippers, who will probably be a little bit better than people think. I think the Clippers are going to be okay.
They're going to be decent, but I don't like – there's nothing they did in the offseason that makes me really, like, scared.
Clippers are going to be trash.
I think they're potentially a playoff team. Tobias Harris, it's his chance. Finally, we've been all screaming for Tobias Harris to lead a team, and now
Nobody screams for Tobias Harris. Everyone just ignores Tobias Harris because he's mediocre.
When he was on the Magic, I was really rooting hard for the Celtics to trade for him. I agree. I think the Clippers are going to lose this basketball game, but Tobias Harris is a solid NBA player.
Yeah.
He's okay. He's average.
He looks good in a headband. He's
slightly
good
above
friends
average.
With Boban.
I'd say he's
middle
above
of
average.
The road. He's middle of the road.
Okay, so what's your pick here? So Jay has...
Celtics win this one.
Celtics win. Sam, you have the Celtics
win. That's a win. Yep.
That's a win. Okay, so I'm the one that picked the loss there. Then two nights off, and the Celtics go into the land of the coward, Philadelphia, on Tuesday the 12th. So 2 days after your birthday, they go into your, like, other hometown, Sam.
I'll be at the game. I'm going to be at all games in Philadelphia because I know the city well. This gives me a good time to talk about our main man, Andrew Doxy, who's one of the young meme lords, writes for Celtics blog. He got in a good kerfuffle today with 76ers fan, and it was constant entertainment on the timeline. But Weird Celtics Twitter is so good at memes and meme wars, and it's just kind of disappointing that the 76ers Twitter, either they respond with the Super Bowl, they'll say something about Tom Brady, or they'll just be like, we have so much space in your head that you keep on talking about us. No, we got a good joke going now, and we're just going to beat that to death. So I don't think it's – I just want our rivals, especially our online Twitter rivals, to step it up more. But I'm expecting the Celtics to win that game just because I think the NBA is trying to force this rivalry down our throats. And I think if you got to get up for a game, why not use some artificial, just artificial beef to kind of really play a little bit harder. So I think the Celtics win.
Okay.
Philly's going to win this one. And Ben Simmons is going to flip off Sam Packard in the crowd.
You predicted he did that in Boston already. It'd be a weird thing for him to repeat it.
He's going to go on a mission.
I'm going to bring some of the confetti I have from Game 3 and throw it out right at the start of the game.
That would be fantastic.
I got another dumb question.
Go for it.
Actually, this isn't that dumb. I think this is a pretty relevant question, and it will determine how good the Sixers are. What do you guys expect from Markelle Fultz? He's been working with Drew Hanlon, who apparently works with everyone. But he was a number one pick. If he could be good, I feel like they need production from and shooting from the guard position. But I really have no idea what to expect just because his first year was so crazy.
I have no clue. Honestly, no clue what to expect with Fultz because, like you said, there's nothing to base it on. You can say I have a feeling that he'll be okay, and you know, a year ago we were talking about him as a really, you know, a no-brainer number one overall pick, and so he's still really good, and it's just a matter of I think getting his head right, going whatever he needs to do to kind of work through whatever mental issues, and obviously this comes out on a day where ESPN launched this big mental health thing, and they referenced Fultz. I don't know, maybe Fultz went through some sort of depression kind of episode when all of this was happening. If he can kind of work through that stuff, kind of get his shot back, he can go back to being a very high-level player. I just don't know if that's going to happen, and there's just no indication one way or another. So, I mean, just for his sake, I hope he kind of gets through all this stuff, but I have no clue what to expect.
Yeah, I expect nothing. I don't know what the hell he'll do. I think it's just one of the most bizarre situations I've ever seen in the NBA and in basketball in general. The guy was literally the number one pick and just lost his shot. It just sprinted away, hid, and he couldn't find it. So we'll see if he finds it again. If he finds it, he'll help them a lot. If he doesn't find it, he'll have a really, really, really tough time playing him alongside Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. So it's really like a serious, serious matter that he finds a shot, because I don't think with the way the rest of their roster is constructed that he can become a solid player for them, a helpful player, if he doesn't do that.
Yeah, they definitely need the shooting desperately. And we joke about Simmons for a good reason, because he doesn't shoot. So that's they need somebody to go out there and shoot, space the floor, to give Simmons those driving lanes and to let Embiid kind of do what he does. So that shot, it sucks for him that's the thing that left him, but that's the most important thing that he can give them. So that he needs to find that again. So that's my Fultz take. All right. So the next game for the Celtics is a back-to-back back home. So Celtics play Philly 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. Then they get back to Boston. They play a home game, Detroit, on Wednesday night. How are you guys feeling about the Pistons?
The Celtics beat the Pistons.
Not great, Bob. No, Pistons are, I don't believe in them. That's a win.
Yeah. You know, I think, and that's the last game before the All-Star break. So I'll give the Celtics.
Oh, that changes everything.
You think?
I think they're going to be, that's a loss. They're going to be looking to the All-Star break because the entire Eastern Conference All-Star is going to be Celtics. It's going to be a big emotional letdown. So you got to fill me in on these scheduling nuanced details, or else how are we going to accurately predict these games, John?
I just did.
Yeah, but not immediately.
He literally said that.
Fair point, and I hearing the critiques you guys are giving me, and I'm going to acknowledge them and move on.
You know, but I will give you this. You've convinced me that I'm going to take that out. I'm going to put that loss because I think you're right. Back-to-back after I think they win it, they beat Philly, big emotional game. They look past Detroit, and they sloppy, ugly loss. I'm down with that. I like that. It's a good call.
Over under at 3.5 number of Celtics on the All-Star team.
Under.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under. I think it'll be 3. I don't know that they can get 4 because the fourth one would have to be, either Jalen or Horford. Cause I think Kyrie and Gordon are locks. I think Tatum can probably make it. And then I don't think that Horford is going to have the numbers. And because they'll have a couple of other all-stars already, they're not going to have that feeling like, geez, this is like the top seed and we're only going to have one all-star. We got to give them somebody else. So I think the Celtics can get 3. I just, I don't know if Jaylen Brown is going to have the numbers to get on. Maybe he does. The only way he gets on, I think, is if somebody pulls out with an injury or something, and then they name like another replacement, and then he can maybe get in that way. But so I'll say under and say three.
I'm going to go over. I think Horford gets it just because there's not that many bigs in the East who he's really competing with. And normally they like to have some sort of roster balance. I agree with you. I think Kyrie gets it because he's Kyrie. I think Hayward's going to be a great player for this team, and Tatum is Taco J. I think there's a four players. Like, I'm just trying to think of the other All-Stars who are kind of locks from the East, and it's going to be – what, Kawhi, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid? They'll probably give it to John Wall, even though he looks like he's homeless. like Oladipo? Like Oladipo, you start trying to think of other Eastern Conference All-Stars. There's Giannis. Not really any of, oh, yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Kevin Knox.
Kevin Knox probably got to be in there.
I mean, come on, unanimous. He'll get voted in. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna stick with three. Okay, let's wrap up February and wrap up this show with coming out of the All-Star break at Milwaukee on February 21st.
Win.
Yeah, yeah.
Milwaukee's gonna win this one.
Good debate.
Yeah. I'm torn on this. I think I'm just going to say it feels like a loss. So I'm going to put it down for no reason. Then they go to Chicago on that Saturday. Chicago's an automatic win. Correct?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Archie Diacono, watch out.
Yeah. Okay. So then a couple days off in Toronto. Celtics in Toronto, front end of a back-to-back.
Toronto wins this one.
Sam.
I'm going to say the Celtics win this one.
What about the home road splits you were talking about last time?
Yeah. You know, sometimes the games don't happen as you expect them to, and sometimes you got to zig when others zag. And so, yeah, the home road splits affected the first Toronto game, but not this one. I mean, it's what? It's February 17th at this point.
Yeah, okay. I've got it as a loss. I'm buying into the home road splits, but I have the next game at home, Portland, a bounce back win. I have a win against Portland.
That's another loss.
Really?
That's a win. At home, Portland's coming all the way across the country, probably on some sort of wacky road trip where Portland has to travel more than any other team in the league. I know it's going to be the return of ET, but I think the Celtics are just clearly better than the Trailblazers.
Yeah, the Blazers are interesting, and yeah, I don't know what their schedule is going to look like, but you know, I can take a quick peek. They are at Boston. Yeah, they are on a road trip. Wow, they're in a big road trip too. So they'll do Brooklyn, Philly, Cleveland. Come out of Cleveland, go to Boston. And then Toronto, yeah, they're in the middle of a long road trip there. I'm going to say the Celtics definitely. All right, that's it.
This is good. That's going to be the Al-Farouq Aminu game. Once every 3 years ish, Al-Farouq Aminu kills the Celtics with 3-pointers. So that's going to be this game.
Fun fact about the Trailblazers is they travel with their own lights, and they put up these weird like sun lamps in the locker room. Weird stuff. I don't know if it does anything, but that's all I have to contribute.
Okay, that's fair. Fine. That's good. So that's February. And so Sam Packard has the Celtics in this part of the season going 16-3. Jay King. Wait, I've got them going 13-6, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and so Jay has them going 11-8.
Yeah,
barely over 500.
That's
hitting that low.
Yeah, I not as optimistic as Sam Packard, but I think this is a place where they end up getting a bunch of wins. So interesting that Jay has them in this lull. Okay, so now the overall totals here, I've got them at 46 and 16. Jay has them at 43 and 19. And Sam has them at, whoa, really? 50 and 12.
Yeah, sounds about right. I mean, if I was going to go with my original 69 win prediction, I would have to have them lose only one more game the rest of the year. So we'll see if I can finagle that in the next episode.
All right. I like it. Jay King. I don't know, man. Hitting the low. And Jay did say pick the under. I think Jay is trying to kind of speak his prediction of taking the under into existence here. I think he's trying to make that happen. I'm skeptical.
Had them lose to all good teams and the Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't win all the big ones.
Yeah, well, we'll see. All right, that's this episode. Go ahead and subscribe. Give us that 5-star rating. Give us a good review. Spread the word. We're back tomorrow to finish this up, breaking down the whole schedule. So tell everybody that they should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.